August 21st, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you solemnly, each soul is liable to my judgment according to his knowledge of righteousness and his efforts to abide in it. Being misled by abusive or compromised leadership is not a reason for following error. Each soul has the responsibility before me to find the truth, to accept it, and to live by it. The difficulty today, as I have come to point out, is so many accept the leaders as always promoting good. Most leaders promote what is most advantageous for themselves and not the truth of righteousness. I come to challenge this false leadership. I am here for the spiritual welfare of the world. You must look beyond title and worldly authority to determine if you are being led closer to me or farther away. You cannot transgress the commandments in the name of good. Furthermore, if leadership does not identify and challenge evil, it is passively opposing good. You must determine what you are being told to believe in and follow, and who it will benefit in the long run. Power-hungry leadership is never of me. My heart mourns today for the abuse of authority and the compromise of truth. You can console me by choosing righteousness despite opposition. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 11. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells boldly, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ.